We know that essential services are still running. Ambulances, of course, are still operating. For them, it is very much business as usual, responding to emergencies, of course. Ambulance Victoria's regional director is Duncan Irwin. How are your ambulance officers going at the moment? Are they running at about the normal capacity they would, or have they seen a spike in cases?
No, not yet. Looking at our numbers, if anything, we're a slightly under our average, only slightly, but we know that will change. We just don't know exactly when.
Okay, how are they going? Because AMBOs will be pretty much on the front line of this as it starts to ramp up, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. We're a part of the community. We're like everyone else. A lot of our staff, they're concerned, and we understand why. So we're supporting them as best we can, but I think they're going okay. I work in an office. I drive a computer, but I spoke to some of our frontline crews yesterday, and everyone's turning up to work. They're doing the right thing. They're caring for patients. They're providing best care. But, yeah, they're understandably nervous, and we get that.
Have you had to change the way they work at all? Because personal protective equipment, or PPE, as it's now referred to all the time, is sort of standard for your job.
That's right, as it is for just about all of healthcare. Yes, we have changed. You'll find now for every job we are telling our crews, for every job, irrespective of what it is, they must walk in with goggles, mask and gloves. If we suspect it's a COVID case or it's a known COVID case or they meet some of the case definitions, it's full PPE. So what that means is goggles, double glove, mask and Tyvek overalls, which is like a semi-waterproof suit, but we're changing shortly to gowns. So, yeah, full PPE. And some people in the community might have already seen our crews do that because we are doing that. I just can't give you the numbers. I don't know the numbers yet.
Yeah. So Duncan, what do you want the public to bear in mind for paramedics and ambulances?
COVID is coming. It's here in the community. Our other work does not stop. It never stops. So this is going to be on top of that. So the one thing I'd like to say to people is, you've heard it all before, stay home. The best thing they can do to help Victoria and help the health system is to stay home, practice social distancing, practice all those good hygiene measures. That's the best chance we've got. We've got one chance at this, and that's the best chance we've got to help protect everyone, including the paramedics and the healthcare workers themselves, but also the health system.
I would imagine the other side of this, given the health system is under a bit of extra pressure just in preparations, and hopefully that extreme pressure doesn't come. But the other side to this is those 000 calls. They've been a problem for a while, as in non-emergency 000 calls. Has there been any change in people's behaviour around that at the moment, do you know?
Oh, look, anecdotally, I think it's got a little better, but I really couldn't comment on that because that's not my area. I know across the state, I look after Bar and South West. We do about 100 to 120 emergency jobs in a 24-hour period. But across the state, average, it's up towards 2,000, even though that's dropped a little bit. So I really couldn't comment. I think it has anecdotally.
Okay. But the importance of not calling 000 unless it's an emergency is more pertinent than ever.
Absolutely. And that's what we want. If you ring 000, we have a thing called structured call taking. So hopefully that will take you down the correct path and it funnels the calls where it needs to go so that the people who need us the most get us.
The other thing I saw in some notes that were going around, Duncan, you wanted to let people know, or you wanted to just reconfirm to people that ambulance paramedics are not doing any of the testing for coronavirus. You're not involved in that aspect of the health system at all, are you?
That's right. We do no testing. So if anyone was thinking that needed to be tested, there's a couple of things they can do. They could ring nurse on call. They can go to the Department of Health and Human Services website, and there's lots of information there. But absolutely, ambulance does not test.
How much preparation's gone into an incident or a situation such as this?
Even before this was on the radar, we have emergency response escalation plans for a multitude of things that could happen. We had one for a public health emergency like this, but specific, as would the state, but specific to COVID, AV's been looking and ramping up our preparations since mid-January, early January. I can't give you the exact date.
So it was well and truly on the radar early that it was a possibility of getting here as well, even while it was still mostly contained to China.
Yeah. So even though we spoke about PPE a little while ago, PPE is stuff that ambulances carried for years. Like, it's not new. What will be new is the volume in the times that we wear it. But, you know, we've been aware of, you know, there's been other outbreaks in the past, so we have had plans in place. It's just never that we haven't had to enact one like this. Well, we've never had to enact one like this, given the volume.
Mm.
But we've had the plan.
Yeah. Duncan, just finally, in terms of backup crews, if there's an outbreak somewhere, the resourcing that you've got behind or that can be brought online, that I imagine that's all been planned. Is there enough there to satisfy the ambulance services at the moment?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we're always in a state of, you know, we have a little bit of recruitment happening all the time. So that, you know, nothing's changed there. So we think we're in a good position at the moment.